This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. David's on hold in Illinois. Dave will be with you in just a second. Rick, I was looking at the line losses, the transmission losses of electric power in the United States. And it ranges from a low of 2.2% loss to a high of 13.3%. And what happens is distribution losses, I'm talking about the grid, tend to be lower in rural states like Wyoming and North Dakota, and the question is why. And the answer is less densely populated areas have more higher voltage, low loss transmission lines and fewer lower voltage, high loss distribution lines. So what we're saying is if you live in a concentrated population area, the transmission lines from building to building to building are of lower voltage, and they have higher resistance, and they have higher losses. If you live in an area where there is less population, you'll find that the transmission lines are of higher voltage, and they have lower losses. So let me give you some of these numbers to think about. In Wyoming, the average electricity loss for the state of Wyoming is about 2.2%. So from the power generation plant to your outlet, or to your home, let's say, or to your business, 2.2% is lost in transmission. North Dakota, 2.2%. West Virginia, 2.4%. Montana, 3.5%. Now, in the middle of the pack, you've got Texas, you've got Hawaii, Connecticut, New York State at in the 6% neighborhood. Going higher, you've got Wisconsin at 8%. You've got Massachusetts at 8.7%, Maryland at 9.5%, New Jersey at 9.6%, Virginia 10.1%, Delaware at 11%, and the highest loss area is Idaho. Not sure why Idaho is at 13.3%, but it is. So you have a range of power line losses in the United States of 2.2% at a low in Wyoming, and Idaho is a high at 13.3%. That's a lot of loss, 13.3%, getting from the power generation plant to your home or business. The United States average is 6.5% loss. So when you think about these electric cars being very efficient and non-polluting, on average, 6.5% of the electricity is lost getting it, just delivering it to where you plug in your charger for your car. So, and then your charger has a loss, and then the batteries have a loss, and then there are friction losses when you operate that electric vehicle, and then you have losses in the power generation system.
And then you have I might remind everybody that this is the sixth epoch, or trial by fire, as a metaphor. Electricity is not a very good system of power. Why? Well, less than 3 weeks ago, we had a burst off the sun that made the Carrington effect look tallest. It would have brought brought the entire Earth down into the Stone Age, had it been directed toward the Earth, it wasn't. Went out toward Mars. So those colonies are probably going to get burned out. But, pulse, ELF pulse, electromagnetic pulse. And I'm saying that, that whole technology, in my opinion, is flawed. And there's lots of other...
I guess what you're...
Yeah, go ahead.
You're talking about the dependence on the solid-state electronics.
The nuclear power plants, safe, yeah. The New Madrid fault line is in deep problems right now. There are more than 20 Daiichi-like reactors on that New Madrid fault line right near your home, and they're all leaking. And if we have a grid down situation, and we will, not maybe, we will have a grid down situation. Just north of you, they had it down for, 12 hours just last week. That will be enough to cause the rest of those reactors to go critical, like Fukushima. Fukushima is as if we've already had World War III.
In terms of radiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, look what you're saying is we've already...
Yeah, we don't talk about what's happening to our oceans, of course. And it's an inconvenient discussion, of course. So let's focus on something that's not real, like global warming. That is not real. And one of the reasons why Trump pulled out of the Paris Accord, it's not real. It's a political move to control the Earth.
Are you saying?
If you do ice samples, you can see that we're right on cycle from historically of the Earth heating and cooling. Has nothing to do with man. Man contributes, but we're talking again about 1%, not 20%. Less than nothing. It's the sun. The sun, when I was a kid, used to be yellow. It's different now. And the radiation coming off that, what we call UVBs, are to such an extent, they are now causing skin cancer and second-degree burns on people being exposed where normally they would not. And I would no longer be out in the sun getting a suntan today than it's dangerous. And we're talking about skin cancer now.
Rick, we have an orchard that we planted several years ago, and we've got a garden that we've planted. And I'll tell you what, the orchard does not like being in the sun. The orchard is having a really tough time.
Your fruit, yeah.
It doesn't like it. And these are, fruit trees. Can you imagine fruit trees not liking being in the sun? It's extreme rays of the sun are drying out these leaves. They can't take it. We have an avocado plant that loves the sun. I had to put it in the shade because it can't take the sun.
That's exactly correct. The leaf will brown on you.
Yes. Yes.
And we've imagine got, if it's
David
doing that
in
to
Illinois,
an avocado. Imagine what it's doing to you.
Yeah.
And now we have the solar eclipse coming up. And the last time we had one of those was possibly during the crucifixion period of Christ. And we have an event that is going to trigger a whole series of cosmic events having nothing of biblical proportions. And it's all cyclic. We've been here before. The last group that this happened to had spaceflight, and they crawled out of a cave. Wakey, wakey.
David in Illinois, you're on with Dr. Richard Ellenmiller. David in Illinois, welcome.
How you doing? I heard you guys talking about water and power and stuff. In my later years of high school, when I went and all the way up until I started working there, I worked with engineers for the state of Illinois when I was and those guys showed me a lot. And the government doesn't want you to be off grid, they had two boiler systems that were coal power and two generators. It used to generate power for the whole area. And they actually would, they would service them every 6 months to make sure they worked, but they actually would not use them at all anymore. Even though they had them going, they would not activate them to run electricity anymore. They went off the grid, you know. And you were talking about earlier.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, Dave, I'm a little lost in what you're saying. There are two power generation systems that were not being used. Why were they not being used?
Because they went off to the local power company instead. Yet they still maintenance them and ran them.
And who owned these?
It was the state of Illinois. It was a place. I went to school there my last few years, and then I went to work there. And so I got to work with the engineers, and they showed me how to operate this stuff and showed me how they ran it. And it was, they taught me a lot. Because the one generator, or the one engineer, actually would take me to his home. And you brought up about water, and we actually, on his property, he had a large amount of land, and he actually built two water wells on his property, and we put piping to his gutters. Now, when they had the drought in like 90, somewhere around 90, his property was the only property that did not run out of water. And then the city wanted to charge him $1,800 to put a line through his property, but not even tap into it, you know.
Yeah, that's in Oregon, there's a guy that actually tried to collect his rainwater, and he's in prison right now because, quote, what falls on the state of Oregon belongs to the state of Oregon, not you personally on your land.
It was, now he built his own homes out there, and the home he built.
You can't do that legally here.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what Florida's like.
Yeah.
Leave that home.
He put brick and stone in the middle, and he was able to keep his house warm all winter long with just a brick or two of wood in the center there. And it was beautiful in there because it maintained that heat within the stone, you know, all day and night. But I couldn't believe it when we put the water tanks in. And they wanted to charge him that much money. That wasn't even tapping into it. That was just to go through his property.
Yeah, easement. Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing's corrupt.
Anything else, David?
It's about money. That's what it's not about service to the community. Just like serve and protect is no longer about serve and protecting the community. It's about jail space and being able to get $65 a night for a convict.
Yeah.
David, thanks so much for your call.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your call. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rick, we were talking about coronal mass ejections or like solar flares coming from our sun. And these charged particles can take several days to reach the Earth's atmosphere. And when they do, they can be disruptive to electronics.
They can blow out your car's ignition system so that the car no longer works.
That's just one small delivery system with food.
I mean, that's just the tip.
And the trucks that use these systems to measure their rate of travel, where they are, their locations at all times. A lot of this information is internet combined with satellite communications. And then on the ground, we have these digital computers, which are susceptible to being damaged by these coronal mass ejections. And so if we're looking at the supply chain, we're looking at a potential for failure that is enormous. We're looking at the power grid. We're looking at commerce failing. We're looking at medicine. Hospitals absolutely positively require electricity. You can't run a hospital on a generator. The generators aren't big enough. I mean, they might be able to supply critical loads, but not the entire hospital. And then, when you buy a gallon of gasoline with your credit card, that involves a satellite communications transaction as well.
Well, pumping it out of the tank into your car. You know, there's going to be all kinds of whoops. And it's going to go downhill from there. That's why horses are going, and bicycles. That's why Amsterdam is run mostly by bicycles now. And why the original concepts of Ecotopia, that's by Ernest Kallenbach, talks about 1984, the state of Jefferson closes down its doors to the world. And then they pick up that book in Ecotopia in 2001. This was written a long time ago, you know, where they allow people in to visit the first, for the first time in so many years, and how people live without electricity or technology as we currently have it. And this is different than Animal Farm and some of the original concerns of Ecotopia and the idea of what are we going to do now. Michael Tobias is at UC Berkeley and wrote Voice of the Planet, that was later put on by Meryl Streep and William Shatner in a 9-part series with PBS, Voice of the Planet. That's an interesting one, where a supercomputer in the Himalayas decides to start communicating to man and its needs, because we're no longer efficient in the way we live on Earth. We're on such a fragile form of lifestyle that just, it's going to change everything. And so that's why you're a survivalist.
USAprepares.com.
I mean, that's what it's all about, trying to wake people up to reconsider what's important in their life and why.
And Rick, maybe we're not doing such a good job. maybe we're not doing such a good job, and I'll tell you why. So it's really overcast here today. So before the broadcast, I ran to the solar charge converter, and I was reading off the display, and it's like nothing. It's not generating any electricity at all today. So, you know, as long as the batteries are charged, we've got electricity. But if the sun doesn't come out, we're not going to be charging the batteries with the solar panels. Now we have an option. We can fire up a diesel generator and charge the batteries with that, and then we're good for a while until the batteries get depleted, until we have to charge them up again. But what I'm saying is, yeah, we're better off than not having it, but it's still not utopia. It really isn't. And we are wasting so much. And all you have to do, class, if you want to see how much you yourselves are wasting, just look in your kitchen trash can. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the bread wrappers. I'm talking about the cans that soup come in. I'm talking about the canned vegetable cans. We are wasting so much. We buy a can on sale for 39 cents. And then we empty the contents into a pot and we cook it on the stove and we throw out the can. We throw out the can. And how many cans do we throw out? I'll bet you we throw out 20, 30, 40 a week for an average family. Where do all those cans go? We pile them up in the landfill. We make mountains out of them.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us in class. We've been talking about the Carrington event. That was in 1859. And there weren't very many electronic devices at the time. We had the telegraph system. What happened was the blast from the sun, the electromagnetic pulse hopped onto the telegraph lines and it set some fires and some people got shocked. But it wasn't anything like what could happen today. It was pretty serious at the time, but today it'd be very, very serious. And in 1989, you might remember there was an event, a severe magnetic storm
wreaked havoc on Canada's hydro electric power grid, and it kept 6 million people without electricity for about 9 hours. So that happened, and now we're looking at way more damage because of the dependence on solid state electronics.
I had something happen here less than 2 months ago. High wind dropped a tree that fell on a transformer at the bottom of my hill that took power out to 6,000 people. And it took them no internet, no telephone, no nothing in communication. Mm-hmm. And it took them 7 days to get it restored because the part had to come from China.
Hmm.
And that's just a local communications thing, not even talking about grid.
Yeah.
We're fragile.
All right. Let's talk about China for a second. Bruce Kay and I decided to buy some batteries for our solar systems. And we combined efforts and we placed an order to buy batteries directly from China. Actually, I should call them nickel iron cells. And we bought 8,000 pounds of them and we split the order. And it took, first we had to pay for it, and money went into a black hole. We paid for them. A hefty deposit. Then it took 30 days to build them, and then it took 30 days to get them shipped here, and then it took clearance in the United States Customs, and then it took a 2,000-mile trip from the port to Springfield, Missouri, and then we had then I picked them up with a really heavy trailer and brought them to the farm. And then we brought half the batteries to Bruce. So it was quite an adventure buying batteries. So what I'm saying is, if you think that you can buy something that has not been completed from China, and you think that all you do is, you know, call them up or send them an email and off it comes, it's not the case. It's when you deal with a factory in China, typically it hasn't been made yet. They're going to make it for you. And now here's something that they're already making, so they didn't have to invent anything. It wasn't custom. It was a size that they would normally make. It's just that if we wanted them, they'd have to make them for us. And so we looked at probably by the time we placed the order to get them, it was 3 months. So if you think that you can just get it from China quickly, that is not the case. It really isn't.
Not to change subjects, but I did want to do this. A good friend of mine, Grace, asked if I get a chance today to ask you about TJ. And what's your other dog's name, Lude? What?
Ayuti.
Ayuti, yes, Ayuti. How are they doing? You haven't talked about them for a long time on the air.
Well, Ayuti got a brain tumor. And and I was, she was the sweetest. She was a Neapolitan Mastiff, over 100 pounds, absolutely wonderful dog, loyal as could be, and just an Italian Mastiff, you might want to call it. Just a wonderful dog. She passed away. TJ, Thomas Jefferson, is an English Mastiff, 200 pounds. He is just the most wonderful, wonderful dog. He is as close to human as a dog could possibly be. He likes to be hugged. If I lie on the floor with him, he'll put his arms around me. He'll hug me like a person would. He is just, he pays attention to everything. And I've been teaching him a lot of words. He knows what popcorn is, so I love popcorn. So I'm trying to find a snack that would be somewhat healthy, non-GMO, and so I will make popcorn for him, and I'll say popcorn, he'll just run over to the stove. He loves popcorn. He's just a wonderful, wonderful dog. And by the way, for those in the IRS who are listening, he is a tax deduction.
And
it's therapeutic. Yeah,
well,
medicine.
Actually, he's a security system.
And, there you go. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a huge dog. I mean,
on payroll. That's right.
He's on payroll.
So that's the way you can do these things, where you fight back on these creepy serve and protect jail costs and all the rest of what's going on in this world.
Yeah, you don't pay them. You don't pay those thugs. What I've been teaching.
That's a good word.
I got so angry, Rick. I got so angry with the state of Missouri for threatening to steal our farm. They claimed that we owed them $100,000 in unpaid sales tax. And I said,
you know, they're doing that in Venezuela right now, this moment. And that is a reflection of what is about to happen in America.
Well, it's already happened to us. It's already happened to another instructor. And what I'm finding out is that the state of Missouri is sending out letters. They're phishing. They're literally phishing, sending letters to people claiming that people owe them unpaid sales taxes. What they're doing, in my opinion, I can't prove this, but I believe this to be the case. They have people who are scouring the internet that work for the state government. They're saying, oh, there's a business. Let's send them a letter. Let's send them this form letter. We'll insert their name. We'll pick out of the air some number that we think we can extort from them.
The taillight that's out?
Just like that.
Your probable cause for excuse?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's worse than that, because a taillight actually might be out. But this is a case where they're literally fishing, and they're asking, they're demanding under threat that people pay. And they hit us with $100,000, $65,000 for 1 year and $35,000 for another year in the same letter. And and I said, prove it. I was furious with them. I said, prove it. And they couldn't, because they said that we had these sales. And I said, okay, show me the sales. Show me to whom we sold.
How do we
what.
Do punitive? How do we do causing them to be accountable? How does that work?
I'll tell you how I did it. I gave out, I got the letter. Ultimately, they sicked their senior legal counsel on us, and his name is Stephen Sullivan. So I gave out Stephen Sullivan's name and his phone number on the air many, many, many times. And I read the letter that he wrote me threatening us, and with fines, interest, penalties. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they had no claim. Now, and what I said on the air, Rick, was when somebody gets audited by the IRS, If you were to tell someone, hey, I'm getting audited, you know, there's this belief that the other person would say, well, he must have done something, otherwise he wouldn't have been audited. And I said, that's not the case. We didn't do anything. These thugs are trying to steal from us. And ultimately, I put everything back on them. They said, give us your emails. I said, no. You tell me where the sales are. You're claiming we owe you money. Prove it. Prove it. And they'd say, well, show us your transactions. I said, no. You've got everything that you're going to get. Show me what you're claiming.
All right, so
show
I'm
me.
Going to, taking that metaphor, I'm going to say to you that the efficiency or loss of electric current in different states is called skimming off the top.
Some of it.
And this is how power companies are getting an extra 5 to 10%.
All right, let's go to the power company. So the reason I'm running for the board of directors, well, one of the reasons is I don't like the idea of the smart meters. So I call the electric utility.
Right.
Okay, so I call the local electric cooperative. I said, I want my old meter back. And they said, we can't give it to you because we don't have them. I said, what do you mean you don't have them? They said, well, we destroyed them. I said, what? You're talking about 35,000 meters? You destroyed them? Perfectly good meters. They work one day, and the next day you destroyed them? Are you kidding? And they said, well, we destroyed them. I said, they've got glass. They've got aluminum. They've got copper. Are you kidding? You destroyed them? Yep, we destroyed them. I said, well, it's okay. I've got a meter. I bought it on eBay. We'll use mine. Just like the one, exactly like the one you took out. I bought it on eBay for $25 shipped. It's right here. Let's use my meter. So the engineer says to me, how do we know your meter's accurate? I said, that's a really good point. I said, that's a really good
point. How do you know yours is accurate? What's
well, that was
measure?
The next That was the next sentence that was was uttered. And I said to him, that's a really good point. How do I know yours is accurate? So we had a Mexican standoff. You know, so he's claiming that because they come from him, they're accurate and they're trustworthy and they're reliable and so forth. And I'm saying, oh, I don't know that. How do
well,
I know
what
that?
What you do back to him is you forward him some papers by Dr. Beal showing the LD50 ratio of smart meters. They're toxic.
Well, here's what I said. I said, so who approved these smart meters? He said, the board. I said, oh. So how does someone get on the board? Well, they're nominated by the nominating committee. Oh. And I noticed that. And I noticed that.
Same old thing.
So I noticed that I was not nominated. And I said, so what about a nomination from the membership? He said, well, hold on. He came back and he said, yeah, you can do that. And I said, so how many signatures? He said, 15. I said, Terry, we're going to be working together. Well, that didn't work because I didn't get elected. I only got 1/8 of the votes. But I'm running again in the end of next month. I'll be on stage.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I had been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? Oh, God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, I just wanted to finish up a little bit on what happened when the state of Missouri decided to attack us. I came out swinging, and I was absolutely furious with them. And so I made them try to prove their case, and they could not. They could not prove the case because they were saying we owed them $100,000 for sales that did not exist. There are no such thing as these sales. We had $1,000 worth of sales. They were out of state, and they are not subject to Missouri sales tax. So their claim was bogus. They were fishing, and they couldn't prove it because it didn't exist. It was all fabrication based on the state. So when I say that they make stuff up, I know they make stuff up because I have proof of it. And what I did was I said, prove their case. They could not prove their case. And I explained to them. I drove up to the state building in Jefferson City, Missouri, and I met with the senior legal counsel. And I explained to him in no uncertain terms that I would be preventing a lot of embarrassment for him personally, because what I was going to do is expose him. And if he didn't back off with this nonsense, I was going to make this public. And I did. And they backed off. And I got a letter. I got a letter in the mail from him apologizing to me for carrying on this fishing expedition. And then what'd they do? They did it again. I mean, within a few days, they did it again. This time it was for about $1,000. And the same approach, we said, prove it. And then I got an apology from the director of the division or Department of Revenue. An apology. I got two apologies in writing saying, I'm most so sorry. We apologize for the inconvenience. Inconvenience my foot. Now, here's the point. Boy, you can hear it in my voice, can't you, class? When these thugs come after you, there is no law that says you have to be nice. And I'll tell you what. When they started attacking our farm and threatening to put a levy on our farm, a lien on our farm, I came out swinging. And I expose those thugs for what they're doing. And you don't have to be nice. Now, from top to bottom, you know that sweet secretary, that sweet receptionist? She's part of the problem. She gets paid. And I don't want to hear this stuff. Well, it's my job. It's my job to do this. Well, okay, if you're going to be part of an extortion ring, we're going to treat you like part of an extortion ring. And when you try to steal our hard work and our wealth, we're going to come out swinging. We don't like it. So that's my take on these government thugs. And you know what? If they were really good at what they would, if they were really good at anything, they'd have a real job. They wouldn't be on the government dole. Make work. That's what they're in the business of making work and inconveniencing us. And okay, since you mentioned this, Rick, I saw a sign yesterday, and it was, boy, did it frost me. It's a banner. It's a banner on some guy's property just outside of Springfield. And what did it say? Blue Lives Matter. And then underneath it says, bad guys don't. I want to make sure you all hear that. Blue Lives Matter, bad guys don't. That is such an outrage, because obviously that's pro-cop. Maybe it's by a cop. And he's saying bad guys don't matter. Well, who's to say a guy is a bad guy? Who's to say that? Them? The guys with the guns are killing everybody in sight? Is that who we're talking about? The guys who shoot women through doors of police cars? Is that who we're talking about? The guys who put people in handcuffs and put them in a back of a truck and roll them around till they break their necks, or take them down the stairs in the police station and fell down the concrete steps. Why? Oh, geez, he couldn't break the fall. Why? Because he was handcuffed behind his back. Are these the guys that we're talking about? Blue Lives Matter? Bad guys don't? These guys are, I guess they consider themselves judge, jury, and executioner. That's why I don't want to have a camera in the studio. You don't want to see me. You don't want to see me when I'm.
When I'm I right do. I love it all, man.
Hey, Rick. How many times can we use water?
What?
Forever?
Oh, you mean forever? It's
yeah.
Yeah. It's you know, interstellar.
Okay. Rick, hey, thanks so much for being with
us. My pleasure.
Being with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllenMiller.com. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.